Okay, Orez. How can you have a machlokes satana in Maradobar Shal Metzias, whether it's Bola Dechim Utsana? So this kasha is raised by the Yerushalmi. The Tanoim believed in experimentation. So why didn't they experiment to see whether it's Bola Dechim Utsana? So the Yerushalmi answers they did experiment, and some reaction occurred when you mix the water with the flour of the rice, with the rice flour. A reaction occurred, and that was a machlokes satanaim. So Rabbi Chaimanuri said, you see, that's boli dechimutz, and the Chacham said, no, they call that sirchon. It's not enough of a reaction that it should be labeled as chimutz. So that's the Yerushalmi and Chala that the Ramban quotes on the first daf in Perigei L'Treifus, where he has such a similar question. How could there be a machlokes satanaim with a treifa chai, treifa and a chai? Why didn't they experiment? So he gives a suggestion to explain. Maybe they did experiment. Okay. What's the din? Achilu shalok derech achilasa. What's the din by basa v'cholim acholas hasuris yom kippur and then yom birchas hanenin? So with respect to all acholas hasuris, the Gemara says that it's mutam in atar. If you eat treif food shalok derech achilasa, shalok derech achilasa means, let's say you had treif hot dogs in the freezer and you take it out and you eat it, it's hard like a rock. So that's not normal. Or you just fried the hot dogs, they're burning hot. You're going to burn your tongue, you're going to burn your mouth when you eat it. So that's shaloka derech achilasa. So the Gemara says it's muta min haTorah, but we assume it's osa mid rabbanon to eat macholos asur shaloka derech achilasa. And it's, since it's only osa mid rabbanon, so prochelo shem sakana, the Gemara says it's muta. The Shach in Yerideya has a pella. He quotes the Rav Yoh that it's muta even mid rabbanon. When you eat macholos asur shaloka derech achilasa, it's hetegomer. So the Shagasar yes on the Shach, it's against the Gemara. How can he pass on like the Rav Yoh? Gemara is beferish that Shaloka derech achilasai is muta min haTorah, but it's also min haRabbanan. You only make it by chol Hashem b'sakon. So the Pashta says by all other macholos asuris muta min haTorah, it's only also min haRabbanan. By basa b'cholim and kloy hakerem, the Gemara says it's also min haTorah because it never says alosh and achila. By basa b'cholim says alosh sevashal gdi b'chalei v'imai. And by Kalai HaKerem also says, Pentukda Shamalei Azer Shatizo, Tuas HaKorim, Pentukda Shpentukareish. You see that it's Bisreifa, so you see it's also Bachila. But since the Chumash never formulates it using the verb Bachila, so then Shaloka Derech Achilosa would constitute an Issa Deraisa. That's the Gemara. Then the Shagasari adds on that the same is true regarding Yom Kippur. He thinks that on Yom Kippur, the Torah never said not to eat, it says, never says Lashon Achila. So he thinks just the same reasoning that the Gemara explained why Yom Kippur and Kloy HaKerem are an exception to the rule, because the Chumash never uses the verb Achila, same truth should be true on Yom Kippur. And then we may mention this Svasemes has a Hoichoche, possible Hoichoche, he thinks Shagasar is right. He brings a bit of a Hoichoche, because the Mishnah says, Kol amashke mitzdarfim lebloy lugma v'kol hoichel mitzdarfim lekosebis hagasa. So what do you mean? All amashke mitzdarfim lebloy lugma. A person has, if you mix together orange juice with milk, it doesn't work well. It's shloka derech achilasa. Not all hoichelim blend in together. Going to have a sweet meichel and a strong meichel and a sour meichel. Not all the macholim fit in together. Sometimes it's going to be shaloka derech achilasai. So the says from the Gemara it would appear, from the Mishnah, from the Gemara it would appear that the Shagasari is right, that on Yom Kippur even shaloka derech achilasai is an isa deraisa. What about birchas hanenin? So that's what we learned in the Gemara. If you eat shaloka derech achilasai, the bracha is always knocked down to shahakum. Okay. What is the next number three? Binan tamatzav aleka. That's the reason, the explanation by Rocky Kamavushal. One isn't yotze. So we gave three different ways to interpret that line. So one pshat was that if it's a matzah mevusheles, so it's a one pshat in the Bali HaTesis is in Tesis Himsochim. One pshat in Tesis that it's called matzah shira. Another pshat is that we're talking about an ukimta case. We're talking about matzah that had lila rakwa. So the only reason why it's called lechem is because it had afiyah. So then if you're going to do a bishul on this according to Rabbi Natan, that in order to call something lechem, you need either should have lisha of lila ovo, or it should have afi, either one or the other. So we're talking about a case that the matzah only had a blila, raka, but it had an afia, so it has a shem lechem because of the afia. Then you go and you mevashal it, so yesh, even though ein bishalach bishal, yesh bishalach afia, so the bishal after the afia cancels the afia, now it's called matzah mevushalas. And it never had a blila over in the first place, so it's not called lechem. That's why binan tam matzah veleka just means that it's not called lechem. Because the shem lechem that it has is resting on the fact that it had afia. Because, and then when you do a bishul after the afia, undoes the afia, so it's mevushalas, and never had a blila over in the first place, or had a blila raka. That's an ukimta pshat, that doesn't really fit in well. And the normal pshat in the Gemara is that even though the Gemara distinguishes the end of Pesachim, the Gemara distinguishes between bola matzah, yotza, bola mara, lo yotza, bola mara, lo yotza, because you need the ma'is achili, you have to taste the flavor of the mara. Bola matzah, yotza, you don't need tam matzah. Means in your achili, you don't have to be toim the tam matzah, but the chepza, the matzah, has to have tam matzah. So if you have a rokek ha-mavusha, you have a matzah mavushalas, matzah itself doesn't have a tam matzah. So that's no good. If you have matzah that doesn't have a tam matzah, it's no good. Even though the matzah does have tam matzah, you don't have to be toyim the tam matzah. That's what some rishonim say. Next, the question: Hashech adesa behemis is a mutar lo lahafsik b'dibur mishchitas harishonah lebein hashar. So that was a suffik in Tosfos and Chulin on Daf Pei Zayin. Well, do I treat it the same as Bichas HaNenin? That as long if you say Amoitzi and you don't talk in between the Bichas Amoitzi and the first bit of bread, then it's permissible l'chatchila to talk after you swallow the first bit. So that's because by Bichas HaNenin only the first bit of food needs a bracha and the rest is mutter without a bracha. Would you say by Bichas HaMitzvah is also like that? If you're going to repeat the same mitzvah many times over, you only the first time you did the mitzvah requires a bracha and the rest of the times is no bracha required? Or should I say no, that every time you do a mitzvah you have to have a bracha? So that was the suffix in the Tosfos. Okay? It's 2 days in Tosfos, that was in Suffolk. Then the Gemara has a brisa v'lebesof einim b'orach olav alay klum. After you finish eating certain foods, no brach achrein is recited at all. That's a pella. What do you mean no brach achrein is recited? No, you don't say ala michya, but you say bar nefashas. So Rashi says that's what it means. Einim b'orach olav alay klum, you don't say the unique brach of ala michya. The Vilna Goyen in Bi'ur HaNorachayim says differently. He says that the Bizman HaTanayim, they didn't say Bar Nefasha, says Abrach HaKoyna. He learned the end of the Perek, the last daf in the end of the Perek. You see that was a later practice, a later innovation. And the days of the earlier Tanayim, when this Brisa was written, it was literally Ein Avarach Olav Alay Klum. There was no Brach HaKoyna at all. Morok, I'm Dina Koech Alo Kamashke. So we mentioned the Mishnah Brura quotes the Chai Odom, that what is the sheer of soup that you have to eat in order to recite a bracha achrayna. So the Chayyodim says, a kazayis of soup. Why should it be a kazayis? It should be a revias. The paskin for mashke, the shir is revias. For bracha achrayna, that's how the Rambam says. And for ichlim, shir is kazayis. Apparently, the Chayyodim is of the opinion, based on the Gemara, Chayyodim is of the opinion that the difference between ichl and mashke is not liquid versus solid, but rather food versus beverage. If you eat or drink food in order to fill yourself up, people have soup in the meal not because they're thirsty. They're thirsty, have a drink of water, a drink of soda, a drink of coffee or something. People drink soup in order to fill themselves up, that they shouldn't be hungry. So since it's a liquid form of an oichel, so the Chayyodim apparently thinks that it's dinik oichel. And there's such a Gemara increases. There's a Mishnah increases, and Gemara increases that when a woman is nursing her baby, that let's say the woman is Tameya, the woman didn't go to mikveh, so the milk that comes out is Mekabel Tuma when it touches the mother's body on the outside. So the Gemara says, but where's the Hechsher Oichlim? In order for Oichlim to be Mekabel Tuma, you have to rinse it off with water first. So nobody ever rinsed off the milk, the Chalavisha that came out. So Tosfos in the end of Shabbos comments on that Mishnah, not Gemara, increases, but milk is a mashke. So what do you need Hechsher Oichlam on the milk that the baby is nursing from the mother? So Tosfos says, since it's called Machol Shel Atinoy, that's all the baby eats. That's his whole nourishment for the whole day. So it's dina ka'ichel, and therefore on the level of the raisa, it needs a hechsher echlem. Wouldn't be makabel tumah without hechsher echlem. So we just mentioned that in the latest Yabia Omer, Cheluk Yer Aleph, that just came out a couple of months ago, Racham Avadia has a whole essay about this. What is the difference between Echel HaMashke? Is it liquid versus solid? Or is it the food versus beverage? A beverage is when you drink this beverage when you're thirsty. And a liquid food is Echel. Yeah, we mentioned in context, in the connection with this din of the soup, that Rav Chaim Volozhin has quoted as having complained that the Hasidim used to make Kiddush over schnapps on Shabbos morning. So he says schnapps is like a bowl of soup. That schnapps is an Echel. It's not a mashke at all. In order to qualify as a Chamar Medina, if wine is not available, you can make Kiddush on Shabbos morning Chamar Medina. But to qualify as Chamar Medina, it has to be a mashke. And he holds that a mashke means a beverage that people drink when they're thirsty. And he holds that schnapps, people don't drink when they're thirsty. Even those who live in, they drink a lot of vodka in Russia, that's in order to relax, but that's not in order to quench your thirst. So it's a hitaina that it's an oichel, it's not a mashke. We had the Kosher Globe, had a tshuva where he quoted the Kamarna Rebbe in his Pirush HaMishnayos, who also said that schnapps is a meichel, it's not a mashke. The other opinion, that whatever is a liquid is called a mashke. It's not discussed in Shulchan Aruch, that's the issue. So that's what they call it. There's a sefer Shari Rachmim, has hanhogas, like you have the Maisa Rav, has hanhogas when they grow. So the Shari Rachmim, is like we said, this is sefer Keser Rosh, by one of the Talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin, a hanhogas, Rav Boshe, the one who wrote the Birchas Rosh, on Brochus and on Nozis, he wrote Keserosh, Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. And then another Talmud wrote, the Sefer Shari Rachm has Hanhogas of the Gro and Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he quotes this from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that schnapps is a Meichel, schnapps is not a Mashke. But that's what it's based on. It's not, the Stam is not right, because whenever wine is available, you're not supposed to use Chaim Medina. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, where is wine not available? All over America, wine is available. Safik there, I said, what's the din of Safik halachal Moshe Misinai? Ba'er al pi ha-mekoros. So the Gemara has a machloikis at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. What's the status of orla b'chutzlorets, if you planted a tree? So whatever pears grow, the first 3 years are asa b'achila, asa b'ano. So the Gemara has a machloikis whether orla b'chutzlorets is midirabbanan or it's halachal Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara raises a question. Bishleim, if it's only the Rabbanan, then I understand why the Mishnah tells us in Orla the Safek Orla B'chutz Loris is Muta, Safek the Rabbanan L'kula. But if you hold that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so why are you making in Safek? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is a din deraisa. So the Gemara answers, that's okay. Kach Nemar Halacha. That's part of the Halacha. So there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban attacks the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs for having... The Ramban condemns the Rambam for having assumed that not only Safik Orla B'chutz Loretz is Lahokal Safik and any other Halachal Moshe Misinai is also Lahokal. The Ramban says, no, it's only an Orla B'chutz Loretz, Kach Nemar Halacha, only Safik Orla B'chutz Loretz Mutter. The Gemara never said it to any other Halachal Moshe Misinai, not like the Rambam. The Ramban attacks the Rambam. He condemns the Rambam. Then the later Mefarshim is, the Rambam is innocent. Where did he say it? What did the Ramban pick on the Rambam? The Rambam never said a word. So we said, we found in the Sefer, Ara de Rabbanan, one of the Al-Ghazi family in the 1700s, wrote an encyclopedia. Everything is listed off Alpi Aleph base, where he quotes all the different topics in the Gemara and tries to be mivare whether this particular din is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Every issue... Achrayis, what do you say? Shibur deraisa, lav deraisa. On the shibur, have the machloikis. Asmachta lakanya is a deraisa derabana. Have it under asmachta. Every din that is what to argue. But it's a din deraisa derabana. He has it alphabetically arranged. So he quotes, he says, where is the Rambam that the Ramban is condemning? Where did the Rambam say that Sofik halachal Moshe Misinai would have been lahokil every halachal Moshe Misinai? So he says, the Rambam is in all places in Hilchot's Mikvos. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah mikvah that if a person tomei and he was tovel in a mikvah, safik tovel, safik loy tovel, he's not sure. He vade was tovel in the mikvah, safik hoya ba memso, safik lo hoya ba memso, anything safik, whether shuvim or not. So the Mishnah says that you always go to chumer. Any safik in tefillah, you go to chumer. So the Rambam implies akasha, and he gives a teretz. The Rambam asks, but the whole requirement for memso is only halacha l'moshe misinai. Ma'am shel kol gufa elu behem bevasachas. So that's shiurim is halacha l'moshe misinai. So if it was vaday tov al safik, but it has memso safik not, why don't you say that should be, the Rambam implies akasha. You should have said it's a safik halacha l'moshe misinai should be lekula. So the Rambam answers there are two kinds of halacha l'moshe misinai. Sometimes it's a brand new halacha l'moshe misinai, like orla b'chutzlor. And sometimes the halacha l'moshe misinai is just interpreting what it says in Chumash. Like over here, it says, v'rocha, it says, kol b'sara b'mayim. He should be tovel in a mikveh. What's the definition of a mikveh? So the halacha l'moshe misinai said, definition of a mikveh is memso. So since after the halacha l'moshe misinai interprets, it comes out that that's pshat in the pasuk, so that's governed with the rule of safik deraisa l'chumash. You don't govern with the rule of safik halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai that you need memso is halacha ha-mefareshes. It's interpreting what it means in the pasuk v'rocha, it's called b'sar b'mai. It's not halacha ha-mechadeshes, a new din from outer space, a new halacha l'moshe misinai. So that's those are the makaris. Machloek is the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Ara de Rabbanan tells you where the Rambam is. It's the Rambam and Hilchos Mikvahs. And the original source is the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Kedushin, that or the B'chutz Loretz is halacha l'moshe misinai, and nonetheless sveika muta because kach nemar halacha. So it means kach nemar halacha in or the B'chutz Loretz, kach nemar halacha the Rebbe safek halacha l'moshe misinai is l'kul. So that's machlek, is the Rambam and the Rabban, how to translate the words in the Gemara. Pinyam Hashenim netar avai al shavek kesef. L'dasa nitziv masai kein epshe masai lo. So the Achrayim of Bavid with the Kasha, Tosis quotes on in the name of the Shiltas on Lamed Hem and Aleph that you can be paid the Neter Revai B'chutz Loretz on the Shavah Pruta. So the Achrayim is, how can it be? But the Gemara says in Mechores Daftan Beis, there are three areas of Halacha: Shavah Kesef, Lav Kikesef. Shavah Kesef is Kikesef in Kol HaTarkula, the Kiddushin Yimekadish with the ring, and Egels are the pidyamini, talas are the pidyamini. You can give a pidyam aben anything you want, as long as it has the value of five slime. So the Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule, but we don't allow shavah kesef. One is by pidyam asusheni, and that's the rabbi. You need davke kesef. One is by machzah shekel, you need davke kesef. And the third one is clearly only a din derabanan, that when you purchase or lasriya on pesel shvuah sukkis, you have to purchase it davke kesef. You can't buy it with Shavah Kesef. So Rashi quotes a Yerushalmi that gives a whole explanation why. But so that's the Kasha. How can Tosis quote from the Shiltas that you can be put in that to Rav Asher B'chutz Loretz on Shavah Pruta? You need Dafke Kesef. Shavah Kesef not acceptable. How can they say Shavah Pruta is good? So the Netziv came up with a fantastic Kiddush. So he says like this. The two dinim, he explains the two different psukim. So there are two different dinim, and pidyam asusheinim and neter avai. In one case, there's a mitzvah to bring the neter avai to Yerushalayim to eat a b'kedusha v'tahara. So then when you pay that pidyam is a mitzvah, and you say a bracha, al pidyam asusheinim, then you bring the money to Yerushalayim and a satak kesef, ba'bakar batzana ba'yayin and ba'sheikh. Then there's another kind of asusheinim and neter avai. It's not a mitzvah, it's only an isa to eat a chutz to Yerushalayim. There's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. But if you want to eat it, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So then the pidyon that to revive Maaseh Sheni in that case will be a pidyon hamakter. It won't be a pidyon shal mitzvah, and you won't say a bracha when you do that pidyon. Normally a pidyon Maaseh Sheni that to revive bracha is recited, but if the nature of the Maaseh Sheni is such that there is no mitzvah to bring to Yerushalayim, it's only an iser, you can't eat it, chutz Yerushalayim is only mutter in Yerushalayim, then your pidyon is only a pidyon hamakter. So the pidyon hamatir, you wouldn't have to be moisiv chaimish, and you wouldn't recite a bracha, and that you can even use shavah kesef. So where do you have a maaseh sheni neter revai? That's not a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Netziv has two. One is what the Shiltas is talking about, Neter vay b'chutz l'aretz. The Goyim hold that neter vay is noy b'chutz l'aretz. So he says, but it's the mitzvahs ha'tluyos b'aretz, agricultural mitzvahs, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah angle of neter vay, that it's a mitzvah to bring Yerushalayim to Yidah b'kedusha v'tahara, that doesn't apply to chutz l'aretz. Only the iser aspect, that you're not allowed to eat the neter vay chutz l'Yerushalayim. So the pidyon is just going to be a pidyon amater. It's not going to be a pidyon shal mitzvah. So that's one case where Shabbat Kesef, Shabbat Pruta would be good. Then he has another case, but that's only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Where do you have another case without any Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai? Like Neter Revai B'chutz L'Aretz, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So he quotes Ashita Mukubetzes in Hazav, the Netzivos, known as a fantastic Baki. So there's Ashita Mukubetzes in Hazav. If you have Ma'aseh Sheni, She'en B'chumsha Shabbat Pruta. The whole value of the Ma'aseh Sheni, either the Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't have Shabbat Pruta, the Chaimish won't have Shabbat Pruta. So then the Ravid, quoted by the Shittim Kobetzer, says, if you want, you can Ma'aseh Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz L'Aretz. Ma'aseh Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. Says, if you want, you can leave it there and let it rot away. There's no mitzvah to go out of your way to try to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. It's an isa to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. And the pidyon is only a pidyon hamater over there. It's not a pidyon shal mitzvah. There's not a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he thinks in such a case, he can be put on a Shabbat Kesef. You don't need Dafke Kesef, Shabbat Kesef is also good. Then we had a Shaila regarding Shachyanu. A child, the first time in his life, when he puts on tefillin, does he say Shachyanu? So he said the Pashto should be, that it should be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, because the Gemara had a Braise. Hayayimed b'Yerushalayim, a Makriv Menachah. So he says, Baruch Shachyanu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'azman hazeh. Who's saying Shachyanu? What's happening over here? So Rashi understood the case in the Gemara that that the Kohen hasn't been in Yerushalayim in a long time. Every 24 weeks, it's his Mishmar's turn to bring the Karbonis. So when it's, again, Tosfos learns like that. Tosfos learns Hayayimed a Makriv. The Kohanim bring the Karbonis every 24 weeks. So since it's a mitzvah bam, it's man as man, so he says Shachyanu. And Rashi doesn't lie like that. Rashi says, it's the first time in his life that the Kohen is makir Karbonis. Or the Bala Korv, the Bala Mincha. He hasn't been in Yerushalayim in a long, long time. First time in a long time that he's doing a mitzvah. So Rashi holds whenever, the first time in a long time, or the first time in your life that you're doing a mitzvah, he says Shachyanu. And Tosfos seems to disagree. There is no such din. It's only if it's a mitzvah above mizman lizman, like the mishmaris. Every 24 weeks, it's his turn to the makom of the karbanis. Then you say Shachyanu. In Shulchan Aruch, it's a discussion. Hilcha Shchita, when a person does kiser hadam the first time in his life, so there's a discussion whether he says Shachyanu or not. First time in your life that you do a mitzvah. Could be, but then Tosfos says that it's his mishmar. So it sounds a little bit from Tosfos that they disagree. Who's the one who has an essay about that? When you say Shachyanu, so the Netziv has. The Netziv was a teenager, and he had this wild idea to write a commentary on the Shiltas, and he wrote a whole commentary as a teenager, and then at the end he writes, now that he completed his whole commentary on the Shiltas, he wonders whether one recites Shachyanu upon completing a Sefer. So he runs through all of Shas, where are the different Gemaras by reciting Shachyanu. So he talks about Shachyanu on Sholosh V'Golim, Shachyanu on a Pri Chodosh, on a Beged Chodosh, and Shachyanu the first time you do a mitzvah. So I think he assumes that this is a Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. Some of the new Svarim now it's a style, you write the whole book, 400 pages, how to say Amen. You write how to be Mafish, Trumas, and Isis. Everybody writes a specialization, a specialty. So the recent Svarim that they write about Hafrashas, Trumas, and Isis, so some of them write, if it's the first time in your life that you're Mafish, Trumas, and Isis, then you should say Shachyanu. That's how they say that when the Gerer Rebbe, before the war, the Gerer Rebbe visited Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Kook was mechabed him, he gave him tevel, vadei tevel deraisa. We assume that bizman is trumas and maisa only the rabbanan, but if you have dog and tirish v'yitzah, so it's closer to a tevel deraisa. So he gave, Rav Kook gave the Gerer Rebbe tevel gomer of dog and tirish v'yitzah. and encourage them, Sheh Bracha be mafresh and say Shachyanu, because it's the first time in your life that you're going to be mafresh from the Mises. So they said that he said, you're more, the Ger Rebbe said to Rav Kook, you're the more the Asra, so I'm going to follow what you said. So he said Shachyanu. And some of the Svarim that they print now about how to be mafresh from the Mises, they quote that. That the first time in your life that you're mafresh from the Mises, you say Shachyanu. Even though that's not the common practice when a child becomes by mitzvah. It was a century ago, but I don't remember saying Shachyanu the first time I put on tefillin. Don't think so. Shnei ksuvim alchishim zez ben shama kosva shlishi shechrei b'neim ma dino. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's question. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote an encyclopedia of his chidushim. It's called Beis Ha'Oitzer, the encyclopedia of Shas. That's someone else. That's an encyclopedia Talmud did. He wrote an encyclopedia of his own chidushim. So he only has Aleph, and he has the beginning of Beis. On the Beis, he has Beis Ksuvim. There is no Kosova Shlishi, Shechriya Benem. That's Chelak Beis of the Beis Ha'Oitzer. The rest but they left behind when the Nazis came. He had many, many more volumes, but they never had the money to print it. Then the Nazis came and they destroyed everything. They went back after the war. They couldn't find the rest of the Kisrayat, so it's probably lost. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has these two Gemaras. There is no Kosova Shlishi, Shechriya Benem. So it's a machloikis in Psochim and in Beitza between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua how to celebrate Yom Tovim. Because Kosva Echaroimah Atzeres Hashem Lakech V'Kosva Echaroimah Atzeres Tiyalachem. So Rabbi Yeshua says Chalkeu Chetzel Hashem Chetzel Lachem. You have to make a compromise on your own. Rabbi Lezer says no, whenever you have Shnei Ksuvim Krishim Zezeh means either A or B. It doesn't mean that you blend into it. There is no Kosva Shlishi Shechriya. So you don't blend it in on your own. It's such a similar machloikis on Laman Hamid Beis. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, V'hagisav yom v'alayim, it's supposed to learn all day and all night. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Yosavtu d'ganecha v'sirosh chavitzarecha. The guy's obviously not learning all day and all night. He's working for a living. Ha'ketzat, so that's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Baichoy. So Rabbi Shimon Baichoy says, like Rabbi Lezer, either this or that. Tav b'zman she'osim mitzvanu shel makom should be v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. B'zman she'osim mitzvanu shel makom, that's where safta d'ganecha. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and he says, no. Hanik ben minat garechetz, like Rabbi Yeshua said. Chalkei uchetzo al Hashem uchetzo alachem. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says over here regarding learning Torah all day long. He says, you should understand on your own. Hanik ben minat garechetz, you have to make a compromise. Shir shtir for bracha achreina. So there are three shitas in the Rishonim. How much do you have to drink? How much wine you have to drink? So Tosis says meloy lugmav, and the Rambam says revius. And then in Shulchan Aruch they quote a third opinion that by wine the shir is kazayis. They mean to say that by all beverages the shir is kazayis, and maybe they only mean by wine. So that's what we said. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's only this opinion that it's kazayis. That's only by wine. On the assumption that the bracha achreina on wine is al hoetz va pri hoetz. We don't say al hoetz va pri, we say al hagefen va pri hagefen. But the Balei HaTosis had a suffix about that. Maybe the bracha achreina on wine is because it's a liquid form of the gefen. So you say al hoetz va pri hoetz. Because mashkem ha-yosim and ha-zeisim on dinim kepri. So you're really saying the same bracha achreina that you would have said on grapes. He's saying on the wine, so then the shir should be kazayis. So those are the three opinions in the Rishonim. Is it kazayis? Is it revius? Or is it meloy lugma? Meloy lugma because on Yom Kippur, the shir for shtir is meloy lugma. The Tosfos says in a few places, the shir shtir is meloy lugma. Yeah, number 12 is Teresa de Nahama. So we had two different sources where this is mentioned. Tzurisa Nahama literally means Tzuras HaPas. Nahama is bread, and Tzurisa means Tzuras HaPas. So Tosfos in Psochem writes, if you have something that doesn't have Tzurisa Nahama, you took oatmeal cereal, let's say. You took Chameshes Mini Dogan, and you cooked it, you baked it in such a way, it doesn't at all have Tzurisa Nahama. So Tosfos is not Chayv and Chalom. And Agamar says, Beferish not so. If it doesn't have Tzurisa Nahama, so then you say, very many mizaynas, but unless you're kaveh suda, then it becomes amotzi. And since theoretically, if you would have been kaveh suda, you would have said amotzi, that shows that it's a subcategory of pasa. It's called pasa babakistan. So even if you weren't kaveh suda, you have to be mafrish chala. So it's a stira. The Gemara seems to say beferish, if you're lacking teresa and nami, you are chayv and chala. And Tosa, if you're lacking teresa and nami, not chayv and chala. So Tosa disagrees with the Gemara. So we said, the term teresa and nami is used with two different meanings. In Tosfos terminology, they say if there's no teresa and nama, it doesn't have a loaf shape, so it's not called lechem at all. Let's say it's liquidy. It's oatmeal cereal. That's never called lechem. It pours. So that's not chayv and chala either. And the Gemara says if it doesn't have teresa and nama, it doesn't have tzuras hapas, it is chayv and chala, and you say bari minim zaynus, unless you kaveh suda, then it becomes amotzi. That's a different teresa and nama. Does it look like bread or does it look like cake? Does it look like it's something that you eat as a snack to nash, or does it look like something that you eat to fill you up? So if it's something that it is a cake, but it's people don't eat it in order to fill themselves up, people eat it as a snack, so then it is chayv and chala, it's a subcategory of pas ababikisne, and you will be chayv and chala. So those are the two dinim of Teresa and Anam. One is in the Gemara, one is in the Tosfos. Then the Mishnah Chala, number 13. Chilasa Isa v'sofus of Gonin. How did Tosfos explain the Mishnah? How did the Ramban explain? Two totally different translations of the word. So Rabbi Natan came up with his fantastic interpretation that Chilasa Isa means when you first mix the flour with the water, did it have a Blila Ova? Did you do a Lisha? Blila Ova is a Lisha. So if it's either Chilasa Isa, it's chayv and chala, or let's say originally you had a batter that pours, it's not a thick dough, but sofo isa, if you bake it in the oven. If sofo sugana means instead of baking in the oven, you cooked it, you didn't bake it, you cooked it, it had enough bishul instead of an afiyah, then that's called, so tchilasa is, tchilasa isa versus tchilasa sugana means that it have a blilov, a blila raka. And sofa isa versus sofa sugana means they have an afiyah, did it have a bishul later on? It's only chayv b'chala if it's lechem, hoy b'chochem lechem oretz. It's only called lechem if it had either one or the other, it had a blila ovo or it had an afiyah. And Ramban disagrees totally with the Rabbi Natan. It's lamala v'lamurid whether it had a blila ovo, blila raka. It all depends that it have an afiyah. If it had an afiyah, then it's called lechem. So tchilasa isa, the Ramban says like this. If you mix the flour with the water and you plan to bake it, even if lebesof, you don't bake it, mix the flour with water, then you cook it in a pot full of liquid, but since at the time of the mixing of the flour with the water, you plan to do an afiyah, so even if you don't do an afiyah, it's already chayv and chala. So that's a totally different interpretation. It means what intention did you have? Going to Rabbeinu Tam. Tchilasa means in the very outset, did it have a blila ova, blila raka? And so for me, did you have a bishula, did you have an afiyah? Going to the Ramban, what it had in the beginning is irrelevant. Tchilasa means, tchilasa isa means, did you plan to bake it in the oven? Or tchilasa sukana means, I planned initially to cook it in hot water. And sofa sukana, sofa isa means, in the end of the day, did you cook it in a liquid the batter, or did you bake it in the oven? Those are the two pshatim and the Tosfos in the Ramban. Pretty easy, Bechina, I think. Okay. Got to go back to learn a little Gemara. Okay. So let's go again, the Mishnah on Lamed Tes. Where's the Mishnah? Here's the Mishnah, Mem Amen Aleph. Al Kulam, Imam Shakal Nehem Advar Yotzim. If he said on vegetables, he said on fruits, the correct bracha should have been a bar piyot, a bar piyadama, and instead he said shakol niyabedvar. So it says the b'diyeved yiyoyse. So the Gemara had a machlokes on the top of Amud Beis, machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. How do you pass when you have a machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan? So the top Tosfos gives you a psak. Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. That's the klal. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. Halachic, that's the klal. Halachic Rabbi Yochanan, neged b'nei doro. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with one of his contemporaries, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, except for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's the Tosfos has a Gemara in the end of Megillah. Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, which has the higher level of kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash, and it's relevant that again to the din of the Malam Hakodesh Shalom Marid. So we paskan like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi there against Rabbi Yochanan that you're permitted to convert a shul into a Beis HaMedrash, but the reverse you're not allowed to do. Not permitted to convert a Beis HaMedrash into a shul, because the Beis HaMedrash has the higher level of kedusha. So this is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. The Gemara, the end of Megillah, the Gemara assumes such a davar poshut. They don't prove it; just assume. Yeah, everybody knows it. Did it like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So why is it such a davar poshut? So that's what Tosis quotes from the Gaonim. Apparently, the din always is like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Even if he was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, students of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And even though the din is usually halacha Rabbi Yochanan neged b'nei doro, when he disagrees with his contemporaries, but Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one exception to the rule. So Tosis says that we have a rule, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yochanan, nikal v'chaymer, if it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Chiya and Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. As if Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yochanan, kal v'chaymer, Rabbi Yochanan, when he's disagreeing with Rav Huna, certainly the din should be like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what we paskin over here. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That when you say Sha'akol, Akulam Amam B'riyevet Sha'akol Yotza, even goes on Pasay Yayin. And Rav Huna held not so. What did Rav Huna hold not so? So we discussed yesterday at length that maybe the Bar Piagofen over Yayin and the Hamotzi Lech Marotz over Pas, special, new, special, super duper bracha, Mitam Bichas Anen, and if you said Sha'akol, you would have been Yotze. If you would have said Bar Piagofen, you would have been Yotze. But why they made a special takanas bracha, even if you're in the middle of the meal. You had the Gemara later somewhere. The Gemara quoted Ben Zayma. Even if you're in the middle of the meal, you still have to say a bracha on wine, because hova kaveh bracha liatzma. What does that mean? Where was that Gemara? Horim bracha, horim. Hova gorim bracha liatzma. Here, the last line of Mem Aleph on the base, when they had a conversation with Ben Zayma. Shalot the Talmidim es Ben Zayma. So he said, Yayinam in Iftre Pas, if you have wine in the middle of the meal, why isn't it covered with a Dwar Mabai Machmas Hasuda? The Gurim Bracha Liatzmo. That what? That Bor Piagofen over wine is a Pisanu. It's not only Mitam Hilchas Birchas Anene, it's sort of a Birchas HaShevach Vahido. So that's perhaps what Rav Huna is driving at. You're right, if he said Shahakalam Pasa Yayin, you'll be yotze mitam b'chus anenen, but you won't be yotze. They made a special super broch on pas and a super broch on yayin, perhaps a b'china of a b'chus ha-shevach. So if you say shakal on that, you wouldn't be yotze. That's Rav Huna. We don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan.
Does this have anything to do with why you said earlier, how eights might not work on wine? Did you have it? Could this have something to do with that same discussion? Maybe wine, only
telling
about the Shabbat or something like
that. What, only what? I spoke earlier that Ha'etz does, according to Tosfos, Ha'etz doesn't work on wine.
Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact that wine is Birchas HaShabbat. Nothing else works at all. Could be. Okay. So Rav Huna has this new Chiddush, which we don't accept, Lala. So the Gemara says, Nebi Kitanot, should I say, should we assume that the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is a machlokes hatanoim? Which machlokes on us? So they quoted Tosefta. Raw pas, he has a loaf of bread. Ve'omar, kama noa pasu baruch hamokim shebarov. Blessed be Hashem who created this loaf of bread. He's supposed to say baruch ato Hashem. Again, malamotzi lech min haaretz. He didn't say the correct baruch. He changed the whole nusach. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So Rav Meir holds yotzah. And Rabbi Yisrael Mekolam Mashan Me'ashatav Chom Me'brachas Lo Yotzim. It's interesting that usually that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Mekolam Mashan Me'ashatav Chom Begitten Yotzi V'Avlad Bamzi. Usually the one is Machmir is Rabbi Meir. Here's Vaker. Rabbi Meir is the one who's Meiko. The Gemara quotes later on the first wide line. You have narrow lines, then they become wide lines. On the first wide line, the Gemara says, Tanina, you have a Mishnah and Saita, that's the beginning of the Pek, Eilin Amar. There are sometimes there's a mitzvah reciting some nusach. So sometimes you have to recite it in the original Hebrew, the way it appears in Tanakh, in Chumash, and sometimes you can recite it b'shal l'shanis as well, in translation. So the Mishnah says, Ela nemar b'cholosh, and the following can be recited in translation. So it says, b'chas hamazon. B'chas hamazon can be recited in translation. So therefore, what? But what is that relevant to? What is that relevant to? So the Gemara tells a story here, seven lines before the wide line. Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the shepherd, Korach Rifto. He was eating a sandwich, bread. Rifto is a loaf of bread. The Omar, and he said in Aramaic, Brich Mori the High Pita. Blessed be the one who created this bread. Omar Rav Yotza. So Rab says that you are Yotze. If Gemara, how can he say that you are Yotze? There is a machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan whether bracha needs shem or bracha needs shem or malchus. So we paskin, and it's a machlekes that we showed him how to paskin over here. What do you do when you have a machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan? So the Taptais has already said, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, Alochi Rabbi Yechanan, we really should paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. How come there is some Rishonim paskin like Rab here, that all the bracha needs is shem, you don't need malchus? So the Gemara, so the some Rishonim said, because the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Kavose de Rav Mistavro. Here, one to the fifth wide line. The beginning of the fifth wide line on Mem on the base, Omer Abaye, Kavose de Rav Mistavro. Makes more sense to say like Rav, because that's a simple reading of the Braisa. They have a Sifrei, says it's a Sifrei Parshas Kisavoi. What is that talking about, this Pasuk? It's talking about Vidui Meiser. Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year. So the Shemitah cycle is 7 years. So it's divided into two units of 3 years and 3 years. At the end, the first 2 years in Mafresh to Magdala, Maaser Rish, Maaser Sheni, third year in Mafresh, Maaser Oni. So the Torah gives you a half a year from the end of the third year till Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and the same thing from the end of the sixth year till Erev Pesach of the seventh year is again a half a year, 6 months. That everyone should give away all the truma, all the ma'aser rishon, all the ma'aser sheni, give everything away. Then on Erev Pesach, he recite vidui ma'aser. What does it mean, vidui ma'aser? You say, v'yarti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis, v'gam nesatim la'leva, la'ger li'as ha'mona. He recites the asis ha'kol ha'shev tzivisani, la'avatim imetzesech v'lo shokhachti. So the Sifrei has a comment, la'avatim imetzesech v'lo shokhachti, I didn't forget to mention Shem Hashem in the bracha. When you mafresh shumas and maisis, you have to say bracha. Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech haolam lahafresh shumas maisis. Shem Hashem tzas etzvanu. So the brisa reads like Rav, l'shachachtem l'haskir shimcha, and it doesn't say l'shachachtem l'haskir shimcha malchuscha. So the brisa reads like Rav, and the Gemara says, all right, Rabbi Yechanan will correct the brisa. Rabbi Yechanan, what does he do with the Braisa? For the Gemara, Tani, you should reread the correct Girsa in the Braisa. Tani, read it as follows. That's the add on a word. So Abaye first says, no, Kabasa de Rab Mistabra. The simple reading of the Sifrei is like Rav, unless you're going to tell me Tani, that you're Magia. But the way it says in all the editions, so the way people used to say Balpeh, whatever, it says, Lo Shachachtem Lahaskir Shimcha. Not Shimcha Malchuscha. So that's the Machlokes in Taisus. Should we Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, Lachi Rabbi Yechanan? We should pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Bracha Shem Hashem U Malchus Ein a Bracha. Or should I say no? That over here the din should be like Rab, because Abai said so. Kavasa Rab Mistabre. Rab Shita makes more sense. So that's the Machlokes that Taisus has. That's the Taisus. Amar Abai. Yesh Mufoshim De Mistabre Braisa Kavasei. Some paskin like Rav because the Braisa reads like a Mi or Rav Alpha is paskin Rav Yechon. Chim paskin read the Kol Bracha Shem Malchus Shemaim Ein a Bracha. You have to mention Shem Umalchus. Shem is not enough. You have to have Shem Umalchus. These are strange. this is a strange drasha. Birchas Hamitzvah is only mid the Rabbanan. Birchas Hanenin is only Rabbanan. Birchas Hamitzvah is only mid the Rabbanan. So what is the Sifrei is interpreting Pshat? I didn't forget to recite a bracha, but the brachas are only mid the rabbanon. The bracha is not min ha'tor. How can I interpret that it's lo shachachti min ha'asker shimcha? I didn't forget to say the shem Hashem in the bracha. So this is a problem. So the Mishkan Esyanka wants to say that although the requirement to recite brachas mitzvah was only instituted later, in the days of the later Tanoim, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no such din. But the practice always was that they recited brachas on Kiddushin. How do you know? Because it says, when Eliezer ever Avram went to Aram Naharaim to get a shidduch for Yitzchak, so he said, he took Asar Migmalei Adonav. Why did he take 10 Gmalim? So the Medrash says, because he didn't need 10 Gmalim, he needed 10 bodies. He needed 10 people to be able to say Birchas Harrison. Birchas Nisuin really needs Asar Leikuva. If you don't have 10 people, you don't say Birchas Nisuin. Birchas Harrison is Lachatchili, you should have 10. But if you have a Shas Hadchak, you can recite Birchas Harrison without a minion. But that's what the Midrash, Tesis in the beginning of Ksubas quotes the Midrashim. Why does he take 10 camels? Because he needed 10 people with himself. He was one, he needed another 9 people to constitute a minyan, because even when you're Mekadosh and Isha, like the Shliach, Eliezer Eben Avraham is the Shliach in order to be Mekadosh and Isha on behalf of Yitzchak. So even though the Chosen is not there, the Shliach is doing the Kiddushin on behalf of the Chosen, you still need a minyan, and you can recite Birchas Harrison. He's doing the exact same mitzvah. So again, so the Midrashim are interpreting, then it says, Vayivrachu es Rivka. When they found the Shidduch for Yitzchak, that was Rivka. So it says, Vayivrachu es Rivka, Mikan. They said, Achaseinu atayili alfin levrava. They gave her a blessing. She should have a lot of children. She should have a lot of descendants. But it doesn't really mean, Vayivrachu es Rivka, doesn't mean they blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the occasion of Rivka's Shidduch. But that's what the Midrashim have. Vayivrachu es Rivka, is there a Bichas that they said Birchas Eris and Birchas Nisun. So that's what the Mishkan HaSyankiv suggests in the Sefer Kehel HaSyankiv. You're right that Birchas HaMitzvah was only introduced in later generations. The earlier generation, they didn't have it. It's only a din de Rabbanon, but Brachas HaNinyoni Kiddusha, they always had. So he says, getting married is an inyan of Kiddusha. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Hariat Mukudesh is a Lishna de Rabbanon. In Tanakh, it's never used. Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arisasi, Hariat Nisuasa, Hariat Tzalasi, Negdasi, Ezrasi, Atsurasi, Charufasi. Biblical Hebrew have a whole bunch. But Hariat Mukudesh, that's a Lishna de Rabbanon. It's not a Lishna de Rais. It never appears in Tanakh. What does it mean? Hariat Mukudesh. What, she's Hegdish? Hariat Mukudesh means Asura Kuli Alma Ke Hegdish. Just like Hegdish is also to everybody, whoever is Mal Behegdish is doing an Avera. So Neshesish is Asura Kuli Alma Ke Hegdish. It's a Lishna de Rabbanon, but the concept involved is a concept de Rais. And when a couple gets married, the Kedusha is injected into their lives. The Gemara says, Ish v'isha shchina shuei b'neim. Ish has the Yud, Isha has the Hey, so there's a Hashuas HaShchina. We must have said over the Avnei Nezer in the Chidusha Mansoita, the end of the second Chelek Avnei Nezer and Eben Ezer, has two volumes on Arachaim, two volumes on Yerideh, two volumes on Eben Ezer. Chosh Mishpat, Nebuch stands alone. Only one volume on Chosh Mishpat. But Eben Ezer has two volumes. At the end of the second Chelek on Eben Ezer, he has Heor is Daf al Daf on different Mesichtas, not Daf al Daf, not Daf Beis Gimel Dal Hei. Has every 25 blocks, he has a little Heor on Ksubis, on Yevamis, on Gitna, on Kedushin. He has on Soita there, he explains this idea. That even though the Gemara says Arei Mekudesh is a Lishon de Rabbanon, but the concept is a concept de Raisa, and that's what the Gemara has in the first Perek in Kedushin. The Gemara raises the possibility that if a man marries a girl, he says Arei Chetzich Mekudesh Esli, so it's not a good Kedushin. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Pashta Kedusha Bekula? Pashta Kedusha Bekula is a concept with respect to Korbanos. If you're Magadish, half of the Korban, so the half is an Evesh HaNashamit Liyubo, half of the animal is Evesh HaNashamit Liyubo, but then we say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Gemara said, why don't you apply that also to Kedusha? Why should you apply to Kedusha? So that's what the Mefarshim say. You see that the concept is a concept, there, Isa. The Lishnan is a Lishnan Rabban, Hare Mekadesh Esli. But the concept that when a couple gets married, a certain element of Kedusha is injected into their lives, that's a concept there, Isa. And that's what Davne Nezer explains. Why does it say Benitmo when the Eish is Isha Zinsa? Why does it say Benitmo? So he quotes the Kuzari, the tomb is always attached to the Sasri with Kedusha. So Benitmo means if the Eish is Isha Zinsa, she has to get divorced from the husband. So Nachamo, so the Mishkan Es Yankiv has this suggestion, the Sefer Kehelas Yankiv. He says, you see that Eliezer was going to say a bracha on the marriage by bracha Rivka Zabicha Saverson. And then it says in Sefer Shmuel, when Shaul lost the Asonos, and he didn't know how he was going to find the Asonos, so the girl said, why don't you speak to... So Shaul realized himself, he's going to ask Shmuel Anavi. So he asked Ayeh HaRoeh, where is the Navi Shmuel? I'm going to ask him, where my lost Asonos are. So he met up with a whole bunch of girls, and the pasuk says he was very good looking, he was very tall and handsome. So the girls enjoyed talking to him. So they gave him a long, long answer. They wanted to look at his good looks. So they said, Shmuel HaNavi is going to come, he's going to huyivarach his hazerach, he's going to bring karbanos. So they kept on babbling because they wanted to strike up a conversation with him. So that's the same thing over there. What do you mean huyivarach his hazerach? What's he going to say? Shakal? Over the piece of flesh? No, he's going to say brocha. Alachilas hazerach. Since when? Brichas HaMitzvah is only with the Rabbanim. It was introduced centuries later, way later. Way later, 1,000 years later. The answer is no. Brachas in connection with Kedusha, that they always had. So that's what the Kohelas Yanka, by the author of the Mishkan, that's what he suggests. Lo shachachte mil haske shimcha, mil varechecha mil haske shimcha, that when you mafresh truma, there's a bracha that was always recited. The bracha on truma has Kedusha. So just like there's a bracha yivarechas hazevach and eating korbanos, and there's a bracha bichas Erison, because Erison introduces an element of Kedusha into their lives, so too, a bracha on Afrasha Strum. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say such a thing.
You mentioned earlier in the year a Tosfos Rush that said that
the
bracha
mitzvah
is the
that's the
rice is the kuva.
Should be ma'akim and the
kima
mitzvah.
And we're looking for an example. We came up with like Zafor. But maybe you could say one of these examples also.
Yeah, you're asking Akasha, because the Gemara there talks about a Cheresh, Eina Medaber, Lechatchila Lo Yitrom. He shouldn't be Mafresh Shuma, because he can't be Mashmir Li Oznov. But B'dieved, the Chuma is Chal. So the Gemara said, why is the Chuma Chal B'dieved? Because the Brochas are not Miyakev. Why are the Brochas not Miyakev? If you hold that the bracha on truma is their isa, so the bracha should have been miyakev. So what you're pointing out is a difficulty. The whole Mishkan Zankiv is difficult. He's coming up with a big chiddush that bircha seirisin was their isa. That's what he means. And bracha on afrasha truma is their isa. Or your bracha hazebach, the bircha hamitzvah on eating the korbanos is their isa. Very very difficult. Very shver avod. The Malbim has a different suggestion. Malbim has a very original idea. We have in Yerushalmi's in Chala, you have the text a few times, it's mentioned there, when someone is mafresh Chala, so they used to say, Harezer Truma Lashem Alakol. So why they say Harezer Truma Lashem? Why they mention Truma Lashem? So he suggests that this was the old Nusach before they introduced the Birchus HaMitzvah and Hafrashas Truma. So there was a Din Deraisa to be masked Shem Hashem, or shechachtim, or haskir shimcha, or shimcha malchuscha. So it doesn't really mean in the form of a bracha. No, birchas afrashas truma is only the rabbanon. They had to mention Shem Hashem in connection with the chalois atruma. You have to say harezu truma l'Hashem alakol. In the later generations, the Malbim adds on when they introduced the birchas hamitzvah, shekadoshanu b'mitzvah b'tzman alafrashas, then you Hashem. That's what today the practice is. The women say a bracha. They say, I raise a challah. They don't say challah l'Hashem. Why? Because today we mention Shem Hashem in the bracha, so there's no need to mention Shem Hashem in the Kriya Hashem of the Truma. You have to say, I raise Truma l'Hashem al hakol, I raise a challah l'Hashem al hakol. You're going to mention Shem Hashem in the bracha. But that's also a wild chiddush. that in our Torah there is a requirement, l'chatchil, it's probably not miyake b'riyevet, to mention Shem Hashem when you make the Kriya Hashem on the Truma. So it's a very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. And how does it fit in, the two girsas, Rav and Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon answers, Tini, you have to correct it. But we're not talking about a bracha, according to the Malbim, you're talking about just Hareza Truma L'Hashem Alakol. So you have to, according to one opinion, you have to mention Malchus in the Truma. No, Shem and Malchus, that's a Machlokes of Rabbi Yechonen in brachas, not in the Kriya Shem of the Truma. The Malbim says that there was always a Din D'Oraisa, you're supposed to mention Shem Hashem and the Kriya Shem of the Truma. And Malchus also you have to mention. It doesn't fit in. Pashtus not. And what are they quoting? It's a different din. Shem and Malchus is a machlokes by brachas. They need Shem, they need Shem and Malchus. And over here we're talking about the Kriya Shem. It's totally unrelated. It's a shver about what the Malbim said. What the Mishnah Nes Yankiv said is also shver. To say that brachas and Yoni Kedusha were always... He doesn't say it's their eyes. He says it was always practiced. The meaning always was that they said brachas on inyan. They always said brachas on inyanim that had kedusha. They're both difficult. Anyway, so machlokes whether we should pass like Rav or pass like Rabbi Yechon. Because on the one hand, Rabbi Yechon like Rabbi Yechon. On the other hand, Amar Abaye kavasa the Rav mistaver because the brisa reads like Rav. So according to Rabbi Yechon, you have to reread the brisa. You have to be magir. Tini. Yeah. So that's machlokes is how we should daskin. Then Tosis came up with a chiddush. Once you say pasul like Rabbi Yechonon, so Malchus is ma'akev. So it's not enough if you just say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Hamelech. You have to say Melech Olam. If you don't say Melech Olam, just Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Hamelech, that's not sufficient. You have to say Melech Olam. Yeah, but we got diverted over here. Nachamo. So this Binyamin Raya, he was a shepherd. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a Siddur written down. The Gemara says in the first stuff in Kol Kisvei, in Masechah Shabbos, that it's forbidden to write down the text of the davening. Kisvei Brachas Kisorfei Torah. You're not allowed to write down the text of the Brachas or the davening, because that's a cheluk of the Torah Shabbal Peh. And if there'll be a Sreifa, you won't be allowed, if there'll be a Sreifa on Shabbos, you won't be allowed to be Matzal the Siddur, because you had no right to write it down. You're allowed to be Matzil and Kisvei HaKodesh, you're allowed to carry the Kisvei HaKodesh. Can't be Mechal Shabbos Deraisa to save Kisvei HaKodesh, but sometimes Dinam Derabbanan you can violate. The Gemara with the Tosfos had discussed to what extent are you permitted to violate Dinam Derabbanan for Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Gemara there says that if you write a Siddur, if there'll be a fire, you won't be allowed to be matzalin on Shabbos. So that's why Kosvei Brachas, one writes a Siddur, Kisorfei Torah, Damian. It's equivalent to burning Torah, because if there'll be Chalil, a fire on Shabbos, you won't be allowed to be matzal the Siddur in Atleika, because he had no right to write it in the first place. Then it's going to be burnt, so it's like Sorfei Torah. Bismanazet, Taisa's quotes from the Rif. Taisa on the first daf in Kol Kisvei quotes. In the later generations, when they permitted writing down the Mishnayos, then the later generation, they permitted to writing down the Gemara, days of the Geonim. Then they permitted writing down the Siddur, writing down the Machzor. So once they permitted everything, so that it's mutter to write it down. If there'll be a Sreifa, you will be Matzalit. Just like you Matzal Kisvei HaKodesh in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Gemara, so to Bismanazet, you could be Matzal the Siddur. So here the Gemara is talking. Here the Gemara is talking at the time that they hadn't yet written down the Birchas HaMazon. So Binyamin, the shepherd, Binyamin Raya, he didn't know how to say Birchas HaMazon. So he improvised on his own. He says, Birch Moedah Hai Pita, blessed be the one, the real owner of the bread. Then the Gemara said, but you have to have called Baruch Hashem Hashem. And the Baruch Gemara says, he must have said, Birch Rachmana Moedah Hai Pita. Shine. And if you all like Rabbi Yechonon, we pass like Rabbi Yechonon. And God say, "Birch Chachmana, Mori Di Alma, Mori Di Hapita." You have to say Melech Olam. You have to say more. So this Binyamin Raya, there were no Sidurim. There was a time no one had a siddur. He had to know how to bench by heart. He didn't know how to bench. So he improvised and he said. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? He said it as the bracha achreina. Instead of Azanus HaKol, he said this. But what about Noidelecho? What about Rachem? You have to say three different brachas. The Gemara says, yeah. He said the other brachas. This counts as the first bracha. V'ich Rechmanem Mori the Alma, Mori the High Pita. This counts as the first bracha of the Bichas HaMazim. So, Frank the Mar Pshita, Maika Mashmalon, isn't it the Mishnah in Eilu Nemarim? That the Tefillah, the Mishnah has on the second white line, Kriyashma Tefillah can be recited B'choloshen, in any language. So it says so in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, one might have thought you can be Yotze Tefillah B'choloshen if it's a direct translation from the text that Danshe Knesset HaGdolah composed. You have to say Azana Salam Kulub Libachem Chesav Rachmi. You have to say that. You have to make a literal translation of that. But if you just say, I bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the king of the world because he created everything in the world, everything and everything got from him, and he gives me all the parnasa, it's not a translation from the Hebrew text. So it's not, you can't say Kichsovoy. Kriyashma, you have to say Kichsovoy. So if you're gonna recite Kriyashma in English, we believe in one God. And you're going to say, we have a mitzvah to love God. And we have a mitzvah to wear a tefillin. Shal Yad and Shalosh. I have a mitzvah to put a mezuzah on the front door. He's saying everything that it says in the first paragraph of Shema, but it's not a translation from the Hebrew. So Kriya Shema has to be Kichsavoy. There's a machlekes Rabbi Nachachamim, Maya Yotze, the requirement of Kichsavoy, if he say it in translation. So we paskin that you are Yotze in translation. Rabbi holds Kriya Shema has to be Davke Kichsavoy in the original Hebrew, and we paskin translation is also good, but it has to be Kichsavoy. What if it's Birchas HaMazon? There is no Kichsavoy, Birchas HaMazon, not in the Chumash, not in Tanakh, but it's the Nusach of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, or the Tefillah. The Tefillah, Birchas HaMazon, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah composed the Nusach. So, yeah, you're supposed to have Kifi, not Kichsavoy, Kinusach of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you say in translation, is good. So the Gemara says, one might have thought mistakenly that you're only, just like Kriya Shema has to be Kichsavoy, and in translation it is called Kichsavoy. So one might have mistakenly thought that Tefillah is good in translation if it's a literal translation of the Nusach of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They composed the Nusach for Davening Shemoneh Esrei. They composed the Nusach for Birchas HaMazon. So true, Yotze B'choloshen, that you understand, but it has to be a literal translation. So that's Kamash Malon, Binyamin Raya. He didn't say a literal translation at all. So just say, Birch Echman Amor, the Amor, the High Pita. That's not a translation. It's not at all. So Kamash Malon, that it's still good. If you say Birchas HaMazon in any other language, as long as it contains all the themes that it's supposed to contain, even though it's not a literal translation of the Nusach of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, it's also good. L'chatchila, though, you shouldn't be Mishanim Beshe Tavacham Ebrachas. L'chatchila, if you want to say it in English, it should be a literal translation. So that's a machlok, as Rabbi Kivega and others, what's the definition of a literal translation? Because sometimes in different languages, this morning we were learning this, sometimes in Hebrew you say Yelet Tov, boy good. And in English you want to say a good boy. The adjective comes before the noun that is coming to describe. He'd say Yalatov, he'd say the adjective after. So what are you saying Kriyashma? And you have an expression in Hebrew that makes sense. You want to say the English equivalent, but in English you'd say it backwards, you say it the other way. So I think Rabbi Kivega says you gotta say the literal translation backwards. You have to say the adjective after the noun. And other Acharonim disagree. No. You need a translation, but that's a correct translation. You don't say, boy good. You say, a good boy. That's a literal translation. It doesn't have to be literal, word for word. Yeah, literal, word for word. It's kakai. It's not English. That's not the way you speak. So I think Rabbi Kivega, that's Machlok, Rabbi Kivega and other Achrayim. How literal does a translation have to be? But here the Gemara says, that's what Kriya Shema has to be, Kichsavoy. So it has to be a literal translation. Not enough to say, we believe in monotheism, and we believe in loving God, and we believe in Tefillin Shel Yad, and Tefillin Shel Rosh, and we believe in Mezuzah. That's not enough. You have to have a literal translation. How literal is the machlokes? Yeah. So that's the Gemara. Binyamin Raya said his own nusach. It wasn't at all the nusach should tikno chachamim. So the Gemara says that we pass on that. That's okay. So let's go back again. Nachamot. So there was a machlokes. Let's go again to the beginning. The Mishnah says in kulam. Mishnah first starts off, sometimes say Bari Pradam, sometimes say Bari Pihoitz. And all those things that he's supposed to say Bari Pradam, Bari Pihoitz, if he said Shahakul Yeyotze. But in the first Mishnah, it had that anything that grows in the ground should really be Bari Pradam, except for bread. So it's talking about bread. And all fruit should really be Bari Pihoitz, except for wine. Mashkma Yeyotze Min Azeitz Min Anam should really be Dinam Kipri. So he really should have said Bari Pihoitz. And Mishnah says, you don't. You say Bari Pihagofen. So the Mishnah did deal with Bari Pihagofen and Amoitz and Achman Oretz. So that's the Shad, when it says in Kulam, Al Kulam and Mam Shakal only goes Al Kulam in this Mishnah, or Adom and Hoetz, so Al Kulam goes even on Pasva Yain. What does Al Kulam go on? So Rafuna says it cannot go on Pasva Yain. Super Brocha, you're not Yotze. If you say Shakal, you'll be Yotze, the Torah is Bichas Hanenet. But you won't be Yotze, this special Takana. And Pasen Yain have to have a super bracha, maybe a Bichas HaShevach. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Even Pasen Yain is also good. So Nachamal said, Gemasa Nemi Kitanoi, should I say the Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Huna is the Machlokes HaTanaim? Nachamal. So what does it say in the Tosef? The raw pass. He sees a loaf of bread. It's not at all a literal translation of the bracha. Totally different. So, raw tain of Yama Kamano tain is who? Says, even though it's not at all a literal translation, just like the Mishnah says in Saito, you can say Tfilo and Bichas Hamozel in translation. So Brochas also can be recited in translation. And even if it's not a literal translation, it just contains the theme. He didn't say a translation of Bari Pi Adam or Bari Pi Hoetz. It's not a shadow translation. He says, Kamanov Pazil Baruch HaMachin Shebrot. That's not at all a literal translation. So nonetheless, just like Binyamin Rai was Yotzei, it says here also, according to Rav Meir, that one is Yotzei.
Earlier, the Achas Aruch and Achas Tzara, according to Kosmos, this would be a more, he says, it's not a idea of the themes. You have to have the exact same. Now it would be Marif
or
Makatsir, the actual
version
of the bracha. How can you explain?
Rashba,
it makes sense. The theme is what matters.
Yeah.
But Tosafot said,
what did Tosafot say again? I thought they meant that doesn't make a difference. Achas Aruch, Askar does make a difference, whether you abridged it or you said it longer.
But the rest of the Mishnah says, when you're
Makatsir. Enra Shoy Laharach, yeah, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't change it. But if it did change and you said, he made an arucha into a ktar, made a ktar into arucha. So b'riyevet it's good. Yeah, look, hatchila it's not right. B'riyevet it's good. So the Gemara says again, neimi kitanoi, should I say that this machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechon is a machlokes hatanoi. That Rav Meir holds b'riyevet, as long as you convey the message, b'riyevet you yotze, even though the nusach is wrong. Rabbi Yossi says, no, kalam shamba shetocha mebrachas lo yatsi derev asai, you're not yotze. So the Gemara says, lemo, should I say Rav Huna di oma ki Rabbi Yossi? Should I say Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds in b'di yevin, you're not yotze, kol mishan lo yatsi derev asai mebrachas, and it should come out, Rabbi Yechon di oma ki Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Yechonan holds that if you mishan the nusach, you are yotze b'di yevin. And Rav Huna holds that if Mishal and the Nusach, you're not Yotze B'Yavid. So Tosafot says, it doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says if it said Shahakal Yotze, so he's saying the wrong Nusach. As long as it fits in, if you say Hadoma on apples, it should have been Hoetz. If you said Hadoma B'Yavid, you are Yotze. Say Shahakal on anything B'Yavid, you are Yotze. He says, see, if Mishal and the Nusach, everybody agrees you are Yotze. Just a Machlok is by Pasan Yayin. That was the only time there's a Machlok. But the Braisa doesn't. The Braisa that quotes this machlokes, this Tosefta, that quotes the machlokes, Kamenor Pazu Baruch Hamakon Shabro, goes on pas, and it goes on te'eno. Te'eno, there never was a machlokes Rav Huna, Rav Yechanan. So what's going on over here? That's what Tosfos asks me. In te'eno, ech matzav, Rav Huna, Rav Yosi, Rav Huna moed b'shar dvarim, only pas and yayin Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Yosi. Only pas and yayin, he doesn't disagree on everything else. So how can it be, it says, if he says on the te'eno, baruch hamakom shebro, it's a machlokes between Rav Yechanan. Machlokes Rav Yechanan and Rav Huna with the Yotzei, but everything else he was Yotzei. Tosfos asks, a murderous kasha. How can it be? What's going on here? So some of the boys told me that Tosfos HaRosh says, Be'echrech, you have to cross out the line of Te'ena from the Braisa, because it doesn't read straight. There never was a machlokes on Te'ena. The machlokes only was on Pas. So the Gemara thought that that's the machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan. On the pas, if you mishana the nusach habracha, yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Name, should I say, Rav Huna diyama ki Rav Yosi. The machlekes amarayim is which tana to paskan. Like once in a while, you have it like that. Machlekes amarayim only is which tana do we paskan. Most of the time, machlekes amarayim is an original machlekes. What do you think the din is? Abai holds yesh alamidas lo habiyush, and Rav holds yesh alamidas habiyush. But over here, no, they knew there's a machlekes atana. They just arguing which tana should be paskan like. But not that he came up with some new ideas. They knew it was an old machloikis, yeah. So that's what the Gemara says, should I say Lema Kitanoi? Should I say Nema? Should I say that the machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan, is exactly this machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, where they call him Mishana, Leshtoch, Chacham and Brachas, Leyotze Dechavasai, that Yemam Shanat Yotze B'diyot. So the Gemara says, not necessarily, you don't necessarily have to say that that's the machlokes. Why not? Again, Rabbi Yochanan Karamer, and Amalach Rav Huna, the Gemara says, not necessarily correct. Amalach Rav Huna, there's room to argue that what? Ando di army afila the Rav Meir. Rav Huna holds that you're not Yotzei, if you say, I'm Pasayayin, Shakol. But he could even hold like a mayor that you why Yotzei b'diavad over here if you changed it. I feel you're a mayor. Why? At kan kamer a mayor hosam el hech dekar midkesh may de pas. He says, kami yafe pasu baruch hamakom shebera'o. So he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the pas. He mentioned the Michael of the pas when he gave the brach. So maybe there. Rav Meir holds that you yotze b'diyev because he mentioned pas. Aval hech deloka mitkvesh made the pas. Maybe I feel Rav Meir made that you're not yotze b'diyev. So maybe shahakol would not be good. Shahakol would perhaps not be good. Then Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Amaloch. What would Rabbi Yochanan seem to hold? He doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan holds that what b'diyev you are yotze. Doesn't necessarily have to hold like Rav Meir that you yotze over here. There's room to argue. He can even argue and say, I know that I'm feeling Rabbi Yosi. I can hold like Rabbi Yosi that you're not Yotze B'diyavad over there. But Shehakol on Pasiyan, you are Yotze, right? I can't come Rabbi Yosi Yosem on Shum Dekomar, Baruch Adolot Kinu Rabbanon. The reason why Rabbi Yosi holds that you're not Yotze, because the Chachamim, this is not a Nusach that the Chachamim introduced. Baruch HaMakon Shebro, that's a Nusach. But if you say Shehakol Nima Dvarai, that's a Nusach that the Chachamim did introduce. Perhaps I feel Rabbi Yosi murdered that you would be Yotze B'diyev. Because that's what the Gemara says, not necessarily totally Zevin. What do you have in the Rambam on Kol HaMashal Meir Shetal Mecham Mebrachas? So the Rambam says, Ein Ela Toya. When the Rambam quotes the din, he writes, Ein Ela Toya, Avo B'diyev Et Yotze Yidechai Vosa. And by Birchas Kriyashma, the Rambam is Mashma, that you're not Yotze even B'diyev. If you Mishana, you have to say it over again. So it's a stira. So the Kas Mishnah, it's a stira in the Rambam. What's the din of Mishana? That's the Lashon HaGemar. HaMishanah Mbeir Shetavacham Mibrachas. So Rabbi Yosi says, L'yotzi Dech HaVasa. You're not Yotzi at all. So the Rambam by Bichas Kriyashma sounds like the whole thing, yeah? And by all the other brachas, he sounds like he holds Ein Ola Toy, but B'diyah, but he is Yotzi. So that's a stira in the Rambam, yeah. That's a pella. A steer in the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe Birchas Kriyashma is different. Was a takana de rabbanon, because Mishnah quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba, who talks about this. Stira the Rambam. So he says, maybe Kriya Shema has to be kichsava. And the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether you yotzi kichsava, you say in translation. So we paskan like the Chachamim, that Kriya Shema and the Mer is b'chol lashon. Shema hashma. What does it mean Shema? This machlokes, whether Shema means b'chol lashon shatu shemeya, or Shema means hashma liyoznacha, ma shatu motzi b'ficha. We had it already at the beginning of the second parak, I think. So we paskan that Shema means b'chol lashon shatu shemeya, and the hashma liyoznacha is not necessary. Even if lo hishmei liyozna is yotzu. So kriyashma has to be kichsava, but we paskan in translation is also called kichsava if you have a literal translation. And machlokes Rabbi Kiveger and others, how literal does it have to be? Does it have to be literal even to the extent of being incorrect English? Well, no, it has to be a normal literal translation, but phrase by phrase, not word by word. Phrase by phrase it should be. And the way you say it in English, that's called a literal translation. So we assume that Birchas Kriyashma enhances the Kriyashma. That each one of the three brachas of Kriyashma, you have in the morning and the night, you have three brachas. At night you have Hashkivenu in addition. But at night, by Maariv, the first three brachas of Birchas Kriyashma are like in the morning, they correspond to the three prokim that you say, Shema Vayam, Shema Yam Vayayma. So the first bracha contains the theme of Kabbalah on Racha Shemaim. The second bracha contains the theme of the Talmud Torah, Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, and Liman HaTorah. And the third bracha, Emes V'Yatzav, Emes V'Amunah, spells out the theme of Geula, Gual Yisrael. So each one of the three brachas corresponds. So just like Shema needs Kichsavoy on the level of the Raisa, even if you say in translation, but it has to be a literal translation. How literal is the machlok? It has to be literal translation. So too, the Bichas Kriya Shema, he can't say it needs Kichsava, but it needs Kinusach Shetikna Anshek Nesag Doilo. So there the Rambam writes, if you're Mishan Be'er Shetam V'chom Ebrach, it's Lo Yotza. Why? Because the Bichas Kriya Shema enhanced the Kriya Shema, and it's one kin with the Kriya Shema. So just like Kriya Shema needs Kichsava, so too the Bichas Kriya Shema need the equivalent of Kichsava, Kinus Chasoi. You have to say the Nusach that Anshek Nesag Doilo composed. But if it's any other bracha other than Birchas Kriya Shema, so then the Gemara says, I might have thought the second white line. Binyamin Raya said Birchach Man Amor Dahai Pita, and he was Yotzi. Gemara said Pshita. Salkatat Hamin Hamili Hechad Amor B'Loshim Chok Hechad Kinu Abon B'Loshim Hakodesh. He says a literal translation. Kamash Malan doesn't even have to be a literal translation. So that's what we paskan like. That's what the Rambam paskans. And all other brachas and tefillas, other than Birchas Kriya Shema, the Kinus Chosa is not Miyakeh B'Dievet. The Kinus Chosa is not Miyakeh, except for Birchas Kriya Shema, because Birchas Kriya Shema is one Kiyum together. Kriya Shema Al Seder HaBrachas. So just like Kriya Shema needs Kichsavoy, so too the Brachas of Kriya Shema need Kinus Chosa. So that's the answer to the Stira in the Rambam. Because Mishnah quotes the Rashi as the Stira, and he gave up approximately, that's the Eretz. That's the Terence.
That's the name of Hashem you have to say in Hebrew.
Right, that was another question. Right, that's what Soloveitchik said. He heard from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, that names don't lend themselves to translation. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemar. So Vayomer is a verb, so you'd say. Lemar is a Hebrew word, so you can translate. But Moshe and Hashem, he can't translate Moshe. What do you say? Moshe, he's saying, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Moses is not a translation of Moshe. Moshe is a proper noun. Proper nouns can't be translated. So when you translate Kriya Shema into English, you have to say, D'Shem Hashem Kichsavoy. You have to say, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. You can't say, the Lord said. That's not a translation of Aleph Dal Nun Yud. There is no translation. It's a proper noun. So Moshe has to be said Kichsavoy. And Mitzrayim is the name of a country. You can't say Egypt. Egypt is not a translation of Mitzrayim. So whenever there's a proper noun like Hashem or Moshe or Mitzrayim, the whole sentence should be said in English if you want to daven and say Kriya Shema in English, but the proper nouns have to be pronounced and said in the original Hebrew.
possible that I'm checking out by Shnayim Mikrat, so that you have to translate the words that don't that you have to read the translation of the words that don't have a direct translation, like cities and other things?
Yeah, the Rashi says you have to say the pasuk a third time. You have to say, Tosfos says you have to go search, find the Targum Yerushalmi. It does have a Targum. HaTorah V'Divan has a Targum Yerushalmi. And Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says, whenever the Targum has nothing to say, you got to say the pasuk a third time as the Targum. Yeah. The Mishnah Brewer quotes a chiddush from the Chassidish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar. He wrote a sefer. Bnei Yisoschar is all Chassidus, Kabbalah, Chassidus, woo, real Hela Chassidus. But he wrote a sefer on halacha that's called Derech Pikudecha. We mention every so often Derech Pikudecha is a minyan a mitzvah. He goes to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. He cocks out in the middle of the 50s. Doesn't cover too far. And that's the Chassidim are not sure whether he never wrote the rest or he wrote the rest and it was lost. But bottom line, we only have until the middle of the 50th, some 50-some odd mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Derech Pikudecha Chiddush based on the Mishnah in the Dorim that if a person takes a neder not to eat kol hazon alai, so he's not allowed to eat any food except for Mayim HaMelech. Because Mayim HaMelech don't give any nutrition. That's not including kol hazon. So he says, Achidish, that if a person eats any food and by mistake he said, Bar Minim Zainas, he would be Yotze B'dievet. Because just like if he said, Kol Hazon Alai, everything is concluded except for Mayim HaMelech, so if he said, Bar Minim Zainas, that would cover any food other than Mayim HaMelech. So the question is that what it comes out from this sugya? That since we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that even Pasen Yayin, if he said Shakal is good, so even Pasen Yayin, if he said Bari Memzadis is also good. Any, because the Mishnah in Soita, Ele Demar B'chol Oshin, and the Gemara says, Salgadat Chamin Hamili, if he said it, a direct translation. But the Gemara said, it doesn't have to be a direct translation, as long as it contains the theme that the Baruch has to say. So he said, Bari Memzadis contains the theme. Yeah, but there's room to Dingzach over here. Maybe the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that if he said shahakal on everything, yotza, because the initial takonas b'chus hanenim was, you got to say shahakal on everything. And then they said, Baruch Hashem yom yom chol yom yom teinu me'ein b'chus v'shal yom. What does it mean? You should give pirut. If it's a day that's a special day, Shabbos, Yontif, Chalamoid, you should, Rosh Chodesh, so you should mention the me'ein hamoira in the b'chus hamazon and in the Shemona Esrei. So just like you need pirut to mention Mein Amara, so too, the Gemara said on Mem Amarav, you should have pirut to have more detailed bruch. You shouldn't say shahakal on everything, something that you should say a bruch yosem eforet, to say bari pi ha'etz, some should be bari min ha'mizaynas, some should be bari pi ha'adama, and so on. So maybe what Rabbi Yechanan said, what the Mishnah says is, if you said shahakal akulam yatzah, because the basic takana was, got to say shahakal. Then they made a takana, but every grows from the ground, say ho adama. Then they made another takana, but every grows on a tree, you have pirut on top of pirut, you say ho eitz. So, but ever they say ho adama, it's more general, it's not as mefurat as it should have been, but you yotze. Then if he said shahakal niya bedvar, but ever you yotze. But if he said, bari minim zainis on an apple, there never was a takana in the first place to say bari minim zainis. Maybe that's not included in what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan said, even on Pasen Yayin, if he said Shakal is good, that's because that was the takana. There was one layer to say Shakal on everything. Then another layer say Ha'adama. Then another layer say Ha'etz. So if you violated the Ha'etz and said Ha'adama, that's one layer lower. If you violated that, you said Shakal is one layer lower. But Mezonos comes from left field. And Gantz in a different bracha. Can't say that they made a takana, everything should be mezonos. They never intended that. Mezonos was only made on the chameshes mini dogon. So that's, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, la halacha. He quotes this, derech pikudecha. He doesn't think so.
Doesn't the one on Hay, they say that he quotes this mission that says, so you do everything except for Yayin and Melech, Mayim and Melech, and then it says, so this should be a Tifa to Rabbi Shmuel, Baber Kasim Lozom, and then the Gemara rejects, or gives a teretz. It's not with it.
That the Mishnah in the Dorim doesn't say, he didn't say, whatever is Mizainus, I take an end and not eat any Mizainus. No. Takes an end and not eat Mizainus and only goes on cake and cookies. Doesn't go on everything. If he say, he has to say Kalazonalai, whatever adds nutrition, I take an end. So then everything is included except for Mayim and Melech. Yeah, but the Shad is, what a B'dievet if he would say Bari Min and Mizainus, would it cover B'dievet the apple? So that's what the Doch Pikadecha thinks that it would cover, but the evidence would cover. That's the question. It's not exactly the same as what Rabbi Yechanan said over here.
How can you bring a diet from that Mishnah? The Gemara clearly says it, the bracha of bringing
Mizrach. Well, it says not the same. Yeah. There's room for Dingzach on that too. Room for Dingzach on the whole Chiddush of the Doch Pikadecha. Okay. Yes, you're right. As you want the dingzach. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah. Mem Amid Beis, another Mishnah. Al Dabe Shein Gedula Min Haaretz, doesn't grow up in the ground. So you say neither who eats nor who adama. So then you say shahakol. What's an example? Eggs, chicken, fish, meat. You say shahakol. It's not Gedula Min Haaretz. So you don't say who eats or who adama. What about ala chometz? If you have vinegar, it started off as wine. And it became vinegar. Ala novlos. Novlos is a question what it is. So Rashi says, Meforish b'gemar. What is going to have a machloikus? Va'al ha-gavai. Gavai are grasshoppers. Oim shahakol ni'abedvorai. Why? Why did it say shahakol? Gavai grasshoppers, so it's flesh. Okay, so you say it has protein value. So you say shahakol. That I understand. Why is al novlos? Novlos are fruits that fell down. Why did it say shahakol? Because the Gemara has the spoiled fruits. So it's in a certain sense, it's shaloka derech achilosa. It's not so tasty. So whenever you eat food, shaloka derech achilosa, then the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Chometz is also not normal to drink. You don't drink vinegar. If you have wine, you say bari pragofen. The wine was sitting too long and it turned into vinegar. So it's spoiled. So it's a little bit shaloka derech achilosa. The guy's not drinking. People don't drink vinegar, it's not normal. So whenever you eat or drink something, so the bracha is knocked down to shakl. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. Not only is it knocked down, you don't say shakl, you don't say a bracha at all. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, it's worse than you think. What's a minklola? So the grasshoppers go by as a minklola, because there's usually an epidemic, and they eat up all the tvua on the field. I remember once we visited by Rabbi Machput in Bnei Brak. He gives a lot of hashgachas on chicken. He's very machmer on the chickens and hashgachas. He's a moel. All day long he goes from one. When does he have time to learn? He does 20 bris in one day, goes from one to the other, till the shkia. He's busy all day long, so when does he have time to do the hashgacha work? I don't know. So he was telling us that where he came from Alta Haim, where did he come from? Forgot already. I think he came from Tayman. So he says in the Alta Haim, the Jews weren't allowed to own any real estate. So whenever there would be an epidemic of grasshoppers, there would be 5 million grasshoppers, so the Jews would be rejoicing in their heart, because it's a punishment to the Arabs, because the Arabs didn't allow the Jews to have any real estate, so they never suffered. And they would have big, gigantic plastic bags. They lived in the 20th century. They had big plastic bags, and they would catch as many of these grasshoppers as possible, and they would eat them. These were kosher grasshoppers. They would catch them all, and it would be a min klola, it would be a klola to the Arabs. It would be a punishment to the Arabs who owned the fields, and the grasshoppers would eat everything else. So that's a min klola. Gavoi is a min klola, Rashi writes, because it's going to eat everything up. Here's the Rashi. Chagovim tahorim, kosher grasshoppers, min klola. Gavoi, are they klola him, boy? It's a punishment min hashamayim. When you have an epidemic of grasshoppers. Novlos also means that the fruits were burnt. They were overexposed to the sun and they got burnt and it doesn't taste so good. So where as Tana Kama holds that it's like the Derech Achilasai, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a minklo yon tzevrach at all chaim. It's also, you had wine, and it got sour, it got spoiled, it turned into,
vinegar.
It's normal to drink vinegar?
It's healthy.
You mix it in as an ingredient, probably,
and
in food.
A little bit of water.
Okay, you mix it in, but you don't drink vinegar alone.
No, but you taste that vinegar. I mean,
people drink vinegar mixed in with water. That's it. They drink like that.
I do it every day.
Oh yeah. What's it good for? Maybe I should do that.
It's good for digestion. Very good for digestion.
Really?
Good
okay.
for cramps.
No.
Cramps.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
You make a broth? Now I like it.
You got used to it.
I get used to it.
I don't know. I thought everything we should look at Derech Achilasai. That's why the Tana Kama holds it spoiled. That's why the Tana Kama holds the bracha is knocked down to Sha'akal. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a min klola, so you don't say bracha at all.
They sell it for drink. I mean, it's sold. It's not the regular vinegar. It's sold.
Separate kind of vinegar.
It's
maybe that's not a min klola. But if you had wine that you kept too long and it got spoiled, maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's a min klola, that it fermented and it turned into vinegar. Okay, maybe, I don't know, tomorrow we'll have to negotiate whether we should discuss in Yoni Purim. Tomorrow's time is Esther?
Yes.
I'm out of it, okay. I'm still in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe tomorrow either we'll continue here or we'll discuss in Yoni Purim. Okay. We'll take a vote. You too. Rabbi Hanpoirim.
Get some rest.
Try to rest, yes.
You're going to Queens tonight?
Yes, sir. You've got to figure out. We're going to talk about it.
Almost done.